Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. 2021 has just started, Heather, and it's already been a busy time for the Beef Council. Tell me about that.
Well, January has already been a busy month. We created a dining guide for those attendees coming to the Cattlemen's Congress who might not be that familiar with Oklahoma City and the wonderful restaurants in the various neighborhood districts. We highlighted popular beef items at many of the restaurants and showcased local choices. In addition, we continued our Quality Assurance Incentive Program with the juniors participating at Cattlemen's Congress. We want to start the cattle kids early in thinking about the importance of beef quality assurance certification. On the community front, we provided another 2,000 beef sticks with a message of gratitude for physicians and nurses at hospital systems managing high levels of COVID-19 patients. We are so incredibly grateful for their dedication, and this was one small way to say thank you from Oklahoma's beef farmers and ranchers.
Learn more about how your checkoff's working for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattlemen's Corner.
Well, in reviewing the more than 3,100 bills filed so far by the Oklahoma lawmakers prior to the session opening February the 1st, Oklahoma cattle producers let it be known that they want very little, if any, government involvement in their business. That's coming from Michael Kelsey, executive director of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Among the key issues having direct impact on beef producers is the ad valorem tax issues for cities and municipalities that's starting from where the legislators left off at the end of last year's session. And there's also several bills dealing with the initiative petition process.
There's also, Ron, there's quite a few bills in this sector, and that is dealing with the initiative process, the initiative petition and initiative referendum process here in Oklahoma. And what I would encourage folks to do is think about what other states have done, especially California, our friends out west, in advancing some of these protocols and laws that really restrict production agriculture. Mm-hmm. You know, whether you support or oppose how chickens and eggs are raised, the real question is, should the government establish laws that do that, that restrict that? Mm-hmm. If you prefer cage-free eggs, that's fine. You can go buy cage-free eggs. We don't need a government law that says we're only going to have cage-free. Why am I saying all that? Well, our petition process in Oklahoma really exposes us to some of those special interest type groups coming in and bringing a lot of money and using an emotional message to get a voter mm-hmm. to go, wow, that, oh, and we no. need to really beef up, no pun intended, but we need to beef up our initiative petition and initiative referendum process. So we talked about that for a little while yesterday as well.
Marketing issues also drew attention during the winter meeting.
We renewed some policy that's really pretty good that talks about we need to engage in this process and we need to explore different opportunities while still protecting a cattle producer's right to sell their cattle as they deem appropriate to them. So holding on to that freedom of marketing. But what it did, I think what we did see yesterday is that our folks are very interested in a competitive market. We want to understand what the volumes are. For instance, we passed a resolution that calls for, with all this development of smaller and local regional packing, we need to understand from a volume basis how many live cattle are going to go through that. If we expand that capacity, that may be enough to affect the market of live cattle. We don't know right now. And so we need to understand, we need to measure that. And that's not going to be easy.
OCA members also renewed a new strategic plan that gives direction as an association and were updated on the new Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions Program while at the meeting. You've got farm news on Ron. It's time once again for the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 43rd annual all-breed bull sale. Coming up Saturday, February the 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion on the west side of Cheyenne. They'll be featuring 65-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial, Angus, Charlet, Composite, Hereford, Simmental, Semi-Angus, and Red Angus. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.